in Matthew chapter number 12. Matthew chapter number 12. I want to read a couple of verses here. Maybe say a few words this morning that's on our heart. Matthew chapter number 12, and I'd like to begin reading with verse number 46. Verse number 46. When you find your place, if you would stand with us, and we'll honor the Bible. Matthew chapter number 12, beginning with verse number 46. And we'll read the remainder of the chapter, just a few verses here in your hearing for a few minutes. The Bible said, "While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, Behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples, and said, Behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, thanking you, Father, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. We thank you for these, our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need of the hour. God, I pray that you'd grant it here this morning. Lord, I thank you, Father, for each one that's here. Thank you, Lord, for what I feel in my heart and in my life, Lord, this morning as we come to worship God. Lord, I thank you for each one. We pray this morning that if they be one among us that's not ever been saved, Lord, I pray that today would be the day, Lord, that conviction had set up in their heart and the drawing power of God would draw them to an altar of repentance. We ask you, Father, again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Lord, give us the words that you'd have us to say. May your word, Lord, prick the hearts of sinners and saints alike. We ask you now to go with us in the service, and what's accomplished here, we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. I'm thankful that I live in the day that I live. I'm thankful that we live in the church age. I want to talk to us this morning for just a few minutes, if God will help me, on the mother church. For just a few minutes this morning, if God will help us. Now, in chapter number 12, the Lord Jesus once again was conversing with a Pharisee. Now, the Pharisees were a religious people, and they were strict in religion. They followed the law, they thought, perfectly. But now Jesus come and began to point out some faults that they had and disputed with them, and they with him. And they didn't understand what the Lord oftentimes would speak to them, because he spoke to them concerning things that were spiritual, not things that were carnal. The carnal mind don't understand the things of God. The Bible then tells us now that Jesus begins to talk to them about a spiritual application of the church. Amen. Now, the church is often referred to as she when we talk about the church. And oftentimes it's referred to as the mother. And we know this morning that the church is the mother. Amen. And when we talk about the church, we reference it oftentimes. And Jesus refers to the church here as the mother and the brethren and the sisters. And so we know that the church is referred here as the family of God. Amen. Now, there's some things here in the text this morning that Jesus began to speak to the Pharisees and those that come to him at their presence. And he began to recognize and to point to them, to the church. I want to say this morning how thankful I am for the church. Amen. And had it not been for the church, we would have probably never had been here today standing in your presence, because, my friend, it's the church that had the burden for me to be saved. And if you're saved this morning, it's because the church had the burden for you to be saved today. And amen. The Bible tells us now that they were talking to the people. And while they were talking to them, the Bible said his mother and his brethren stood without, a desire to speak with him. And so we know this morning that the church, as she was gathered here on that day, began to have a great desire to speak to the Lord. And without Jesus, it ceases to be a church. Amen. The Bible said he loved the church and gave himself for it. He set the church up in the world. The very love in his heart was the church and is the church today, both past and present and future. Amen. The Bible said he's coming back one day after the church. Thank God. And the Bible said where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he'll be in the midst. He'll be in the middle of his people. Amen. Now he only has one church, and that church is scattered all throughout the world, preaching and teaching and baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, carrying on the work of the Lord. The Bible said before Jesus left, he looked at the church and he said, I am the light of the world. And he said, I'm going away. And he said, ye are the light of the world. And so he left the church in the world to be the light in a dark place, to shine out and to proclaim the great message of God, that Jesus saves. Amen. What a message to the, given by the church. Amen. In a dark age, in a world of sin and sorrow, in a world of wickedness, the church stands today and proclaims hope, amen, to a dying world. And I want to say today, she still stands, amen, as the mother. And the Bible said she desires the Lord Jesus. And what makes a godly mother, our mother, individual mothers, is the fact that she loves Jesus. Amen. There's nothing like an old-time Christian mother. Amen. And that brings their children to church and teaches their children the ways of God and teaches them the Word of God. Amen. That makes a difference in the home. And I want to say today what made this country so great wasn't the fact of the U.S. Army, but it was the mothers, amen, that fought in the trenches of the homes, and amen, that carried the weight, amen, of this great nation through the thick and the thin, and that prayed and stayed on their knees, and on behalf of their men and women and boys and girls, and that fought for the freedoms of this world. And had it not been for the church of the living God, this world would fall and sink today. But thank God the church still stands, amen, with all her strength and glory. Thank God for the church. Yeah, yeah. Amen. She desires the Lord. The Bible said, then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. And Jesus answered them and said, who is my mother and who is my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand towards the disciples and he said, behold, my mother and my brethren. And so he recognized and showed them in a spiritual context that the church is the mother and the church is the brothers and the sisters. Amen. I'm glad this morning that I'm part of the blood-bought church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's able to stand today, and the bride of the living Lord. And you remember when John the Baptist, the Bible tells us, and when John the Baptist stood and he, as he baptized there at the River Jordan, and the Bible said many of them had turned towards Jesus. Here's what he said. They came to him and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, speaking of Jesus, he said, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. And here's what John said. John said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear witness that I said, I am not the Christ,
but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. Here it is. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. And then he says and proclaims these great words, I must decrease and he must increase. I want to tell you when the bridegroom come. Amen. He recognized that he is the head of the church, the head of the body of Christ, the church of the living God. Oh, the Bible said they desire to see him and to speak with him. Oh, the church, amen, of the living God. It belongs to him. Amen. It's his bride. Thank God this morning. The Bible said, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. He's referring to the church of the living God. Amen. Now the church is the mother. One of the things that the mother does is nurture. They're nurturers by nature, seems like. And they're caregivers, and they express love in the family. When I think about the church, she sure has nourished me, amen, and she's nurtured me in my Christian walk with Christ. Had it not been for the church, there's no telling where we would be today. We'd be scattered as sheep without a shepherd. But the Lord Jesus have built the church, amen, on the confession. As he said to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against her. We're marching through this world of sin and sorrow with a bloodstained banner. We're the bride, hallelujah, of the church of the living God. We hold up him. Thank God this morning for the church. She nurtures us, and she nourishes us. She nurtures us with her care. I tell you, nobody cares like Jesus cares. Jesus, I believe, is still working through his church today. What we do, we're his fingers. We're his feet. We're his arms. Amen. We labor on behalf of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Jesus in us, doing his work in our day-to-day. And so we know he nurtures. How when people are born again into the family of God, they don't know very much about the church. They're babies in Christ. But the church caresses them children that are birthed into the family of God and begins to nurture them and love them and show compassion upon them and grows them by the word of God. I want to say today to you, thank God for the church. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful this morning for the body of Christ, the church of the living God. He said, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. And they were the Pharisees. The religious world always focuses around works, always focuses around things that they're doing. Busy in doing nothing. And so many times the religious world is always boasting of what they can do. But Jesus said it's not what you can do, but it's what he does. Amen. Working his will in the church and working his works through the church that the world might come to know him. Amen. By watching the church and seeing him. The Bible said, whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. And so we know the will of God and is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And they came to him and they said, what shall we do? They wanted to do something. And he said, the will of God is to believe on him who God sent. Amen. And so if we'll put our faith in the Lord Lord Jesus Christ in obedience and faith. And the Bible said we'll be a part of the church. And somebody said you're not a part of the church until you're baptized with water. Oh no, and that's not a requirement, amen. I say today, my friend, you must be born again. Amen. To be a part of the church. And amen. And then the Bible tells us to be identified with the body of Christ. We go through the watery grave. Amen. To show forth good works for the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. The church nurtures. The church nourishes. When you get saved, you don't know much about the Bible. You don't know much about church life. We're babies in Christ. We're nourished by the milk of the Word of God. You know what that milk is, don't you? It's sweet. Amen. It's sweet to the palate, but it's nourishment to the soul. Amen. So we know that the church takes the Word of God, and he begins to feed those newborn babies. And as they grew up, they learn more and more of the Word of God. And then less and less of the milk of the Word. And then we began to eat the meat of the Word of God. In maturity, to grow in the church. Amen. That's the reason why it's so important that we are dedicated to the church. Amen. And dedicated to serving the Lord in the church, that we learn and are nourished. So many of God's people walk around malnourished. Amen. They're skinny because they lack the Word of God. And they lack the meat of the Word of God. The Apostle Paul said, I could not come to you with the meat of the Word of God. He said, I'm still feeding you with the milk because you don't understand the meat of the Word of God. So they're malnutrition. And not everybody can. You cannot stay a baby your whole lifetime. There comes a time when we're matured and the church gives us the meat through the Word of God and grows us up to be the church members that God intended for us to be. Dedicated with nourishment. Dedicated with nurture in our life. But the church cares. Amen. Just like a mother cares. You know, I always knew that if I could, when I got hurt, when I fell, when I skipped my knees up or my hands up, I knew that if I could make it into the arms of my mother, everything else would be gone. Seemed like the pain went away, and seemed like when she put her arms around me, I just snubbed a little bit, but I felt my mother's love, amen, and I felt her heart, her care for me, and she'd bring me close to her, and I'd forget about those knees that were scraped and those hands that were scraped. And I realized that she cared for me. Amen. And I want to say today, the church cares for you. Amen. And nobody cares for you like Jesus cares for you. And he works through his church. Amen. I'm thankful today that Jesus cared. But I'm glad the church cares. Amen. But the church loves. Nobody loves like a mother's love. Now, mother's love and a father's love is different. Amen. A father's more concerned about the nourishments, oftentimes about how we're concerned about working and making the living for the family, and we labor hard, amen, and trying to make the ends meet at the homes, and but nevertheless, we do it out of love, a labor of love, and the mothers are helpmeets, and they contribute greatly to the household, even in this day, amen, and they bring those family together. They're the homekeepers. Thank the Lord for mothers, amen, that can keep the home, amen. It's the church that cares. It's the church that brings its love to the world and shows a mother's love and in Christ Jesus our Lord, and brings that Christian love to the world. What the world needs to see more of is the church's love in this day and time. Amen. He said, behold, my mother and my brethren. The church has children. The Bible said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and my mother. We're the family of God. And in the family, we're looked at as mothers. We looked at as brothers. We looked at as sisters. We're the family of God. We're the mother. Amen. The bride of Christ. You remember what he said in Revelation? He announced and he said, John, come up here. So I'm going to show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And the Bible said she come down out of heaven adorned like a bride. Amen. I'm going to tell you this morning, nothing like a mother. There's nothing like the church. There's nothing like the church. My mother's gone to be with Jesus. I said that. My church. Amen. My church nurtures my life. Cares for my life. Loves me. Amen. And desires the Lord more than anything in this world. Don't ever forsake the church. It's the church. It's the church that grows us. It's the church that helps us. It's the church that proclaims Christ to us. Be the church. Be the church. Being the church, we obey the Lord. Amen. He said, husbands, he said, wives, obey your husbands in the Lord. Even as, listen to this. And he said, husbands, he said, love your wives, even as I love the church, and gave himself for it. He loves the church. This is mother. Amen. This is the mother that the world needs to see more of. I tell you this morning, I thank God for the church of the living God. You mothers are a type of the church. Be the church. Amen. Be the church this morning. I'd like for us to get a song ready. Be a part of the church. Now some of you this morning probably don't think much about the church. Not as dedicated to the work of the church. But I want to say to you this morning, you ought to get an altar. You ought to get dedicated to serving the Lord in His church this morning. I don't know no better place than right now than to give your life, amen, and dedicate it to the church of the living Lord. Some of you are satisfied with showing up maybe one time a month. This is the church. Amen. It's what the world looks to when she's in trouble out yonder. She wants to run to the church. You remember when 9-1-1 happened? You remember when those twin towers were blown up? Our nation filled the church houses. When that tragedy came, over 3,000 people died. And the church is filled up. You know why they filled up? Because they sought after the mother. Amen. They were hurt and they run to the church house seeking a word from God. Amen. We're the church. Amen. Let us be the church. Let's stand.